Hi everyone, I'm Gary Lewis and welcome to the Geo Podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about fake fossils and pseudo-fossils. Fossils are the preserved remains of living things, such as plants and animals, and we find them in sedimentary rocks way back through Earth history to about 3,000 million years ago. These fossils being the fossils of cyanobacteria that are found in Western Australia. People have been collecting, classifying and describing fossils for the last few hundred years. And like all human endeavours that involved money, sooner or later somebody was going to try to find a way to scam people out of their money by the creation of fake fossils. And for some, I think it was just the thrill of fooling the scientific community. There are probably too many of these cases to mention, but I'm going to point out at least two. Back in the 19th century, when collecting fossils and selling fossils to collectors really had a major boom, there was an infamous character named Albrecht von Volkmann, a German forger, whose replicas of fossils were so amazing that they were actually found throughout the world in museum collections. But far more recently, in 1999, a scientist came forward with a fossil that was supposedly the link between birds and dinosaurs. Now, while the link between birds and dinosaurs had been fairly well established, the finding of a fossil that was a transition animal between the two would be a scientific breakthrough. And so the specimen Archaeoraptor burst onto the scene. There was huge media coverage around the world, and it sent real shockwaves through the scientific community. But on closer examination, it was found to be just a combination of fossil material from a number of specimens joined together and cleverly disguised as an original piece. Similar cases involving the finding of fossils that were supposedly human ancestors have also taken place, the most famous being Piltdown Man. And even now, when I visit rock and mineral shows, I come across fake trilobite fossils that are advertised as being Moroccan fossils. Now, some of the Moroccan fossils are real, but the vast majority that I come across are cleverly disguised casts of real fossils that have been painted and aged to look like they just came out of the ground. So that's a little bit about fake fossils, but I also wanted to talk about pseudo-fossils. Pseudo-fossils are naturally occurring structures that look like they are plant fossils, and in geology we refer to them as dendrites. So most novices who go out and look for fossils and collect fossils in sedimentary rocks often come across these. They have a tendency to look like branching plants or ferns. They can be a black, red or brown stain on the surface of the split open rock. What they really are is water has brought into the crack of that rock some minerals, and as those minerals crystallize, they form those shapes. The mineral is normally an iron and magnesium oxide. They come in different forms, but they are very common, and if you do a quick Google search on images for dendrites in geology, you'll see lots and lots of pictures on them. They really are easy to misidentify as a fossil plant or fern. So the difference between dendrites, which are pseudo-fossils, a naturally occurring mineral deposit that looks like a fossil, and fake fossils are the ones that some person has created to either sell and make a profit or create an issue within the scientific community. Well, that's it for this episode of the Geo Podcasts about fake and pseudo fossils. But if you're interested in finding out more about geoscience, come and check us out at geoetc.com. That's G E O etc.com. But for now, keep on rocking.